I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The reigning National Basketball Association champion Golden State Warriors beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 142-110 in a preseason game in China. Stephen Curry put on an absolute show for the fans in Shanghai, scoring 40 points on 20 shots in 31 minutes. He also added 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals.
It's obviously always a great experience to come here, play in front of all the fans here in China, and two great cities in Shenzhen and Shanghai. So we've had a good time and had a chance to work on our game. It's really cool to kind of just get to see the Chinese fans up close and personal.
Golden State coach Steve Kerr says the entire team enjoyed the trip.
It's a bonding experience for our team to fly all the way to China and play in front of the fans and travel together. We're having a lot of fun. That's a good way to start the season.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says it's also a difficult trip coming just before the start of the regular season.
It's a balance in terms of expanding the league, finding new fans, but also ensuring that our players are in game shape once the season starts.
Silver says the Golden State Warriors and Minnesota Timberwolves are part of a long tradition of taking the NBA on the road to fans in different countries.
This is our 24th game here in China. And since I joined the NBA in the early 90s, probably 150 games outside of the United States, the vast majority of which I've been to. And it's asking a lot of the players and the teams. We recognize that.
Yao Ming was one of China's earliest and biggest connections to the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver is very happy Yao now heads China's Basketball Association.
I was thrilled for Yao Ming when he was appointed the head of the CBA. I have known him ever since he joined the league as a player, and he has a passion for the game of basketball, and he also has a passion for growing it here in China.
Minnesota coach Tom Thibodeau was on the NBA's first visit to China and says Yao Ming has almost single-handedly grown China's interest in the NBA.
Yao had a lot to do with it. You know, the way he carried himself, the way he played in the NBA, and then he would always come back and play with the national team here. And he's done a lot of great things for a lot of people. So having the opportunity to come back now and just see the growth of everything, it's pretty amazing.
And Silver says Yao will help continue to grow the Chinese and American partnership in basketball.
Because we have such a close personal relationship, I knew he would be somebody that I could work closely with on continuing to develop the game here in China.
Yao Ming played for 5 seasons with the Shanghai Sharks before a stellar 9-year career with the NBA's Houston Rockets. Now, Chinese basketball fans have a new player to follow in Houston.
I know that given the enormous focus of the entire country on Joe Chi's playing, I think that we all have to be realistic in terms of our expectations. He's a young player. It takes a long time to develop in the NBA, but I believe he could truly be a great player, and he has great character as well. So I think he'll be an excellent representative of the people of China in the NBA.
Heading to China are the men of the Association of Tennis Professionals, or ATP Tour. Already in Beijing this week was Spanish great Rafael Nadal, who defeated Australian Nick Kyrgios 6-2, 6-1 in the final of the China Open. The top-ranked Nadal last won the event in 2005.
Now it's a bigger event than what used to be in 2005, so feeling is a little bit higher now, especially because when I won in 2005, I never imagined that I will be here playing still in 2017. So, but here I am, no, enjoying a lot this season. And the most important thing for me, I am enough healthy to play as many weeks as I want, and just trying to save my body the best way possible to keep playing tennis as long as possible.
Now, with his 75th career win, Nadal is aiming to finish as the year-end number one for a fourth time. Undefeated since August, he makes another stop in China.
Now I'm going to go to Shanghai. I hope to be ready to keep playing well in Shanghai. Of course, this week has been very positive. I finished with great feelings. So let's see if I'm able to keep playing that well in Shanghai.
Belgian David Goffin is also in Shanghai after he captured the Rakuten Japan Open Tennis Championships crown, adding to the ATP World Tour title he won last week at the Shenzhen Open. Goffin defeated Adrian Manarino of France 6-3, 7-5 in Tokyo to continue a great year.
To win in Davis Cup and then win my first title of the year in an ATP 250 and this one, the first ATP 500 I win in Tokyo, it's just such an amazing feeling.
Goffin is especially happy after coming back from an ankle injury suffered at the French Open.
When I came back from my gym injury, I play match after match. I try to do my best. I enjoy every moment on the court, and it's working for the moment. So I'm not focused on what's happening at the end of the season and just focus on the next one. So I'm going to rest a little bit. I'm going to fly to Shanghai, and then we will see if I can keep going like that next week.
Repeating as champion is one of sport's most difficult and revered achievements. English golfer Tyrrell Hatton did just that, successfully defending his first career title at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championships on the old course at the home of golf, St. Andrews.
Today felt like a tough day, although, you know, I scored really well, and it was fairly nerve-wracking at the end. Obviously, Fish had a fantastic round and pushed me all the way.
Hatton finished at 24 under par with a relatively comfortable three-shot margin over English compatriot Ross Fisher.
It was fun.
Fun, especially because he carded a very low final round of 11 under par 61.
I felt like there was a good one in me today around here because saw the forecast and still a bit chilly, but there wasn't much breeze. So, you know, when you get St. Andrews on a day like this, it's definitely gettable, but you still got to go out there and hit the shots.
Hatton didn't know how well Fisher was playing until late in the day.
They started taking all the leaderboards down, so until I got to the 16th green, sorry, it was on 21. And then 17th tee shot isn't an ideal place to wait 15 minutes before you can tee off. It makes it seem even harder. So, you know, obviously that was in the back of my mind. Fair play to him, great day. But I'm so happy that I managed to get over the line.
Still, Fisher was happy for Hatton and what he did.
To win your first tournament here at the home of golf is fantastic, but to back it up and, you know, successfully defend around these three courses is pretty unique and very, very special.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.